Yes, very good morning. If you've just joined me, a special show today. I mean, on a Thursday, I like to talk food, people and places. Well, it's a special. It's Taste of Dubai and it's happening this afternoon, running through till Saturday evening at Media City Amphitheatre, where some of the top restaurants here in the UAE will be sharing their delights. And you get to buy your ticket, go in and go around and sample all these different foods from some of the top restaurants. Then you've got your celebrity chefs there. They're going to be demonstrating in the Phillips Theatre. You've got the Miele Cookery School, where there's going to be classes. The likes of Gary Rose, Atul Kuchar are going to be there, and much, much more. Now, all the details are online at tasteofdubaifestival.com. There's timetables, there's all the different restaurants that are going to be there. And of course, there's lots of entertainment happening. There's music, there's live bands, and lots for the family. There's a whole kids zone, so the kids can enjoy themselves whilst the parents are going around sampling some of this fine cuisine and beverages, of course. Now, I was very fortunate to catch up with a very special chef yesterday. He's holding one of his cookery classes this afternoon. He's got more happening over the weekend also, but I'm going to be in there first with my mother to see how we get on as we have a cookery class with Aldo Zilli. Now, Aldo is just a phenomenal chef. Of course, he has his restaurants in London, Zilli Fish. He's written many different books and really bringing you Italian cuisine with a kind of healthy twist to it. So I caught up with Aldo Zilli yesterday and told him that I'd be attending his cookery class and asked him what he would be giving to us, really. What are we going to be learning? And then I told him that my mother was going to be joining me.
Well, now I know that your mum and yourself are coming. The menu's slightly tweaked. I'm going to teach you to make fresh pasta from scratch, some pasta sauces, and that's the school. But on the live shows, I will be doing my staple food, which is fish and lots of vegetarian.
So is this your first time to Dubai?
This is my first time in business sense. I've been to Dubai up to 6 years ago. I used to come here every year on holiday, and I haven't been for a while. And this is a very interesting visit because, A, I'm a big fan of taste festivals, and B, I'm a big fan of Dubai, and C, I'm a big sun seeker. So putting all of those elements together, it's a marriage made in heaven, and I don't think I'm going to want to go back by the end of this.
Well, I hope we can keep you here for sure. And we're sitting here in Armani, of Armani Peck, so surrounded by the style that you would imagine of Italian cuisine. And I've eaten at Peck and it's wonderful. But, you know, you're bringing your particular Italian twist approach to cuisine. Now, we've got Mother's Day just around the corner, and I was thinking, and I've got my mum in town, so I was thinking if for you, growing up there in Italy with your mum, what are the dishes you remember her cooking? Or in fact, what would be your favourite dish from your mother's kitchen?
Well, Easter for us and Mother's Day was very, very big events because I'm the youngest of nine, so it was a big family-orientated lunches. And my mum, I remember her getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and making pasta, and then making things like cannelloni, lasagna. And then I always remember this wonderful lamb dish that she used to put in the oven. And we'd just go to church because my brother was a priest, so we'd all have to go to church. And then sometimes I used to get left behind and making pasta with her. And that's what started me off as a chef, actually. Every Sunday making food with her as a young little Aldo. And I remember making gnocchi at the age of eight. So it was a great beginning.
Well, you've written 10 books, including two autobiographies, Being Zilli and My Italian Country Childhood. So, yeah, here in front of me, is that you on the front cover?
Yep, that's me and my sister, yeah.
Beautiful. So, yeah, just to paint that picture a little bit more, Aldo, of sort of life growing up in Italy and what brought you to London.
It's been, at the beginning, it was an uphill struggle, you know, to go abroad on my own and trying to get the best jobs and trying to make it, never mind make it as a chef, but make it as a restaurateur, and never mind making it as a restaurateur, making it outside your country, with a different language, different nationality, different food habits, and different diets. So for me, there's nothing that can beat hard work. I worked always very, very hard. I never, you know, in a kitchen, you never have a time to stop. Nowadays, you know, my chefs work 8 hours and they're tired. In my days, I work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, and we weren't allowed to be tired. But this is what the changes, you know, between when I was 20 to the 20-year-olds now. But what I'm trying to say is, for me, it hasn't been easy. It's been a very tough experience at the beginning, but very, very rewarding.
Rewarding in what way?
Well, having my own business, having my own restaurants, having my own TV shows, cooking for other people, teaching. Now I have a cookery school in Italy and a cookery school in London, and I'm hoping to replicate that over here. And that's what I enjoy the most. I enjoy passing things on and giving back.
I know you've mentored people as well. I think recently you helped a young homeless boy.
Yeah, we did a program on television, but it wasn't just for the television. It was actually four young homeless people that took place in four homes, and mine was one of them. And that was a big struggle with my family, a big stress, you know, to bring someone from the streets. But again, a big success. He still works for us, and that's a year and a half later. And now he's got his own bank account, from the streets to a bank account, to a flat, and to a job. It's not a bad turn.
I remember eating, when I lived in London, eating at Zilly Fish, and that we're going back probably about 8 or 9 years, and I think you opened Zilly Fish maybe 15 years ago. Was that your first restaurant, or what was the sort of journey to Zilly Fish?
My journey started in Dean Street in Soho. I've been in Soho now for 35 years, and it started in Dean Street, and then the success of the Dean Street restaurants led to me opening a fish restaurant, which was a big chance to take, because just a fish restaurant, people were saying, well, why just fish? You know, well, Italian food is not just fish. But being in such a great big island and full of fish, I thought it was quite weird that there was no fish restaurants, apart from Manzi's, or I think I remember Wheeler's, very average fish. So I opened Zilly Fish, and we were a huge success straight away. So, and it's still there now.
Talk us through one of your dishes then, a fish dish from Italy. For all our foodies here, what would you recommend?
Well, for me, fish is to be very simplified. You know, it's very simple to cook fish when it's fresh. The ingredient is the fresh ingredient to start with is the most important thing. And you've got a fantastic fish market here. And I don't see why, you know, people, the Japanese don't cook fish at all. So we in London, England, tend to overcook fish. So I would suggest, you know, roasting fish is the best method. Barbecuing fish is a great method, and poaching fish is a great method. Those are the three cooking methods I would recommend with fish.
I know you're a health conscious person. I know you've lost some weight recently as well, and we've got the book Fresh and Green with over 100 vegetarian recipes. Now, a vegetarian then, what's the key to a good vegetarian Italian dish? You know, can they be as tasty as the meat options?
Absolutely. The fish is fantastic, but when it comes to vegetarian food, Italians are very big on vegetarian food. Hence the fact, you know, the sauces with pasta and the tomato sauces and all the vegetables that we can use in season. You know, we overlook at seasons, unfortunately, in England as well. And vegetables can be, I mean, this book is very, very creative. You know, we've gone round the block with it. Having said that, we've got curries in there. We haven't just got Italian food in there. But with vegetarian food, you have to be more creative. That's why chefs don't really like it. People, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you say, I'm a vegetarian. In the old days, including myself, I used to think, oh, there's something wrong with them. They're vegetarians. But now, of course, you know, now that there's more and more health issues in the world, and we need to eat less and less red meat. This is why the vegetarian industry is going to be bigger and bigger.
Okay, I'm going to have a flick through the pages there and let's see what we've got. So Tuscan pulse and grain stew, that sounds wonderful already. That's the first page. Nettle and shallot risotto.
Nettle is a very, very strong flavor, and it's so good for you. It's full of iron, you know, and with the risotto, it just marries very well. And the spelt pizza there that you can see, we made it with a spelt flour, as is healthier than the normal 00 flour.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you think to really get the full flavour of proper food, you shouldn't skimp on the fats and what it takes to do that, what we're brought up on, what we're used to. And, of course, you come from that traditional Italian background with the food, with the pastas, and, you know, maybe that's getting a little bit of a bad rap these days, you know, with the sugar content. And so when you're, you know, following this healthy lifestyle, what would you recommend if you want to go Italian, how to keep it healthier rather than putting on the kilos?
Well, in Italy, we eat pasta as a taster, as a starter. We don't pile on our plates full of rice and pasta. That's why, and we eat it maybe twice, three times a week. You know, they just released statistics that Italian kids are the most obese in the world, which is not good. It doesn't do the pasta and rice any favors. You know, it's the sugar content that people don't realize in all those foods, bread, pasta, and white rice. So anything white, obviously, moderation is the key. I think if you can eat in moderation, I mean, I tend to eat pasta now maybe twice a week when I used to eat every day. Twice a day sometimes. So, you know, you look at your life and you think, well, you know, I got away with it for so long. I think it's time to consider my health.
I suppose, you know, the freshness of ingredients, and we're going to be learning how to make fresh pasta from scratch, and so that's got to be a good thing. Can you give me a little heads up then, you know, the key to making fresh pasta?
The key to making fresh pasta is to start with no machinery, which is what you're doing with me. You've got to feel with your hands the dough, how strong it needs to be, how soft it needs to be, how involved you need to get with making it. And then you can start using machinery after that. So start with no machinery, just with a rolling pin. There's a lot of elbow grease involved.
I'll get into training.
Yes, absolutely.
Coming back to the health side of food and what you do, you contribute regularly to Mother and Baby magazine, so for mums feeding their children. You've also got your organic baby food range, Baby Zilly. So you're really ahead, I think, in understanding more and more what people are looking for today, which is good food, but we need to keep healthy. So any tips then for the mums and the dads for their children and the food you can give them, or even as a family, what you can serve around the table that keeps it tasty?
Yeah, I mean, with families, when I was growing up as a big family, our lunches and our round the table meals were always one. The problem in this day and age is that people tend to get dominated by their kids. Kids are there to learn from us. So the more we can teach them at the very beginning, the better. Hence the fact I brought out this range of baby food, because if we can get them into taste food as babies, they're much less likely to become obese later on in life, because they start tasting the flavors. So my tip for a big family or a family is to eat, always try and eat together and try and cook the same food for the whole family.
Let's talk tomatoes, the base, I think, for so much of Italian cuisine, whether it's in the sauce, whether it's with the pizza. What would you recommend? Oh, look at this. Absolutely, the stuffed beef tomatoes there. So talk us through this recipe, Aldo.
Well, quinoa is an ingredient from the South America, and it's a full protein, so it's a very good meat replacement. What I've done with this is I've stuffed the tomatoes with it, because the vegetable, you know, when the tomato roasts in the oven, the the moisture that it releases to the quinoa will flavor the whole thing. It's got a bit of basil. And I think we should eat more of this quinoa, actually, because I eat it now at least 3 or 4 times a week, and I use it as a meat and fish replacement, which is, and it's making me feel great. You know, it gives me a lot of energy.
Yeah, you've got 3 children, so you're clearly, as a family man, a businessman, you need that energy. You need to also be aware of the health side of things. But we want to enjoy our food, and, you know, a little bit something a little naughty for once in a while is okay. So let's talk dessert.
Naughty.
Let's talk naughty and desserts, Aldo.
Okay, do you want to go to the dessert pages?
Yeah,
then?
Go on, you pick one out there.
All right, well, the desserts in this case, actually, I've got a tofu cheesecake here. Got figs.
Mm.
We've got pears poached. We've got a tofu cheesecake, as I said, which is really, really amazing. But when it comes to desserts, if you're going to have a dessert, you might as well go for it. You know, I mean, I love chocolate puddings. I love chocolate souffles. I love, you know, that rhubarb and lime tart. That's really good.
See, rhubarb is, I just think, a wonderful, wonderful ingredient for a pudding. And it's maybe one of the ingredients that people don't think of so much. We get it here. I mean, you've got it here with lime and a tart, which just looks great.
Order it online now.
Thank you so much, Aldo Zilli. We look forward to your demonstrations, your cookery classes at Taste of Dubai. And, yeah, thank you very much.
I can't wait to meet your mum.